Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters.
Keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Good afternoon and welcome to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Sean Kreitz. And earlier this morning, CBC reporter Devin Haru joined the morning show with Steph and I, and he just talked about his whole experience of flying into Fort McMurray, covering the Arctic Winter Games, and how it compares to the Olympics and other sporting events that he has covered. So here's that conversation. Hey, Devin, this is Steph and Sean from the Mix Morning Show in Fort McMurray. How's it going?
I'm good. How about you, Sean?
Yeah, we are doing pretty great. Steph's over here as well.
Good morning.
Hey, Steph.
Good
morning.
How are you, staying warm or what?
Well, I was just about to tell you guys, I'm so grateful for you turning up the heat for my arrival from Toronto. You know what? I grew up in Saskatoon, so I'm prairie tough, or at least I'm trying to pretend that I am. Listen, it's the Arctic Winter Games. It's cold. I was actually just doing national TV on CBC. It's the coldest I've ever been in my career for a live national hit. But hey, we out here and having a great time. These stories are keeping us going.
I absolutely love it. I love that you're a Sasky boy as well. I grew up in Regina, so we got that going for us.
Good. Love it.
I also love that we can claim your coldest hit, too, up here in the RMWB. That's the claim to fame.
You can have it, and I'm going to leave it here.
Okay, and the funny thing is, the week before you arrived, we were single digits. Like, it was like minus five.
We were watching from Toronto. We were watching, and we were seeing the temperature plummet. Going great. Can't wait.
Have you looked at next week's temperature at all? I don't want to like dampen your spirits at all, but
no, but funny enough, I was actually looking at the temperature in Toronto because everybody back there is going on about it being minus 14 and saying, oh, well, it's almost as cold, and I'm going, get out of here. It is going to be plus 5 in Toronto next week, so it'll be a sweet return. I don't think I'm going to want to leave after this, though, because this is a part of a competition in my coverage. I've done 3 Olympics and Paralympics where you start hitting your stride. You get in a groove. You know how to move around the venues. You know the people. This is when it gets really fun for me, so I don't think I'm going to want to leave by the end of this.
Yeah, let's hop into that. Where has the sport taken you all across the world? You're mentioning the Olympics, Paralympics. Where has it all taken you?
Literally everywhere across our country. I love curling. So curling, you know, you get the hot spots when you're a curling reporter. So I've been in every small town across Canada, all over the United States, all over the world, really. I've covered the Tokyo Olympics, Paralympics, Pyeongchang in 2018, and then last year, a year ago right now, I can't believe it, the Beijing Olympics and Paralympics. So I've been super blessed. I say I have the best job in the world. You two might take me on for that, but I still do think I have the best job in the world. I travel around. I watch sport. I watch the joy of sport play out. And then I get to talk to athletes in their best and worst moments. And I think the common thread that ties us all together is a human experience is about winning and losing. And we all know that. I'll never know what it's like to knuckle hop to 2-foot high kick, but I know the tears, I know the embrace, and I hope that I can bring that through my reporting.
Yeah, you're mentioning all the places that you've flown into and just gone to. How does flying into Fort McMurray compare to like the Pyeongchangs of the world?
You know what I tell anyone, because some people from Toronto or other places might go Fort McMurray for the Arctic Winter Games, and I go, listen, the reality of having an Arctic Winter Games in a place like Fort McMurray is that the entire community wraps its arms around an event. I've gone to events in some bigger spots around the world where the event gets lost in the hoopla and the glam of a city. But in Fort McMurray, people understand what it means to help each other out, to rally around things. I think about a story I told on the national and across the country yesterday about a Northwest Territories player arriving for his biggest moment, but his hockey equipment didn't. And there's Terry Connors with the Oil Barons from Newfoundland and Labrador who moved to Fort McMurray, didn't leave. He loves it here. He rallies the troops, and they get Bradley Bartlett suited up. That is Fort McMurray to me. So it's awesome to be here.
Oh, I am so glad to hear that. I think Fort McMurray is one of the most surprising communities I've ever been to. It's just such a wonderful place. If you were to put into your words, what are some early takeaways that you've noticed from the Winter Games? What would you have to say about that?
Well, you know, my colleagues and I at CBC Sports have been talking a lot about where we are with sport in this country. We see abuse in sport in the headlines all the time. And I'm concerned about where we're headed as a nation and what sport means to Canadians, really. And what I've seen here at the Arctic Winter Games is a reminder about what sport is about. The story of Jessica Whalen from Alberta North and Eliza P. Adams from Nunavik holding hands in the snowshoe event as they cross the finish line. They're both going to be awarded bronze medals. One athlete crossed the finish line ahead of the other, but they said, no, we want to share the bronze medal. To me, that gets back to the joy of sport. That gets back to community. I think what I've heard a lot from athletes and elders this week is that there can be reconciliation through sport and bridge building through sport. To me, that's what sport has always been about, coming together, experiencing things together, and being reminded of the humanity and our own personal growth. And I think these athletes get it. I think they're doing these sports for the right reasons. So it's a wonderful reminder here in Fort McMurray about what sports should mean to the lives of Canadians. And I think we should be thankful for it. They're showing us the way.
No, totally agree. Yeah, couldn't have put it better. Now that you said you're hitting your stride, what are you kind of looking forward to, not only today, but in the coming days?
Nonstop coffee drinking and trying to get to every venue at once. In fact, as a group, we're a small but mighty CBC sports team from Toronto. We regrouped at one of the local establishments last night and debriefed our day and said, we got to be a little more selective about where we're trying to be because we're trying to run from event to event to event. We were at the Snow Snake at Mac Island Park yesterday, and it was just a spellbinding event. So today we're going to watch some basketball, a really cool story about Holy Trinity High School and how they helped the Alaskan team get jerseys because their jerseys didn't arrive. So the high school got Alaska printed on the Holy Trinity basketball jerseys. And so we're going to go catch up with the Alaskan women's basketball team. And then later today, we're calling it like the 100-meter sprint event at the Olympics, the knuckle hop. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but this knuckle hop, yeah, it is not for the faint of heart. And we've talked to a couple of athletes who believe, in fact, one athlete believes he might be able to beat his father's world record here in the knuckle hop. That happens at 5:30 this afternoon. Today we'll be there, we'll be rolling and capturing all the sights and sounds.
Wow. And I mean, with the venues all over the place, they're just spread out around the region. It sounds like you've had a little bit of a chance to explore the venues. Have you seen anything else in Fort McMurray?
You know what? When you cover a multi-sport games, you actually don't get to see much of what's going on. I know how to drive from venue to venue. That's about it. I do love the brilliant complex where a lot of the sports are being held. It's a one-stop shop for action. You've got the hockey. I'm a huge curling fan. You've got the curling there, archery, table tennis, the Arctic and the Dene sports. I'm getting my steps in, guys. You don't have to worry about that. I've been slacking on the gym, but running across that complex and then running out to the football field where the pull push and the snow snake is, it's just so wonderful. And you know, we're joking about the cold weather. When it is this cold, you need a complex like this. It is a state-of-the-art facility that could only host something like this. And I think it's just such a great job, you know, talking to organizers, the volunteers coming together. I hear it. It's a bit of a last minute town, but last minute, the slogan, time to shine, everybody's shining.
Man, we are so happy to have you in our community. You do A+ top-notch storytelling, and I think the stories that you're telling all throughout are just absolutely incredible and just showcasing definitely some bright spots in the community that we've been wanting to just like get out to the world as well. So we thank you so much for what you're doing as well.
Hey, happy to do this work. We don't give enough credit to these host communities that take this on. I think everybody just shows up, the party goes on, they take down the circus tents and everybody rolls out. But Fort McMurray, the whole community, Wood Buffalo region, should be really proud about what's unfolded here.
He is Devin Haru, CBC reporter covering the Arctic Winter Games right here in Wood Buffalo. Can't thank him enough for the stories that he is telling and sharing in and around our community and region here. Just going to take our first break on Fort McMurray Matters, and then we'll be right back.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at Mix1037FM.com.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.